This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. Senate is expected to pass a bill to codify same-sex marriage protections into federal law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports both Colorado senators support it.
After one more procedural vote later today, the Senate could pass its version of the Respect for Marriage Act as early as Tuesday. Both Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have voiced their support for the bill that would enshrine federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriage into law and repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. The Senate also included language to protect religious liberties. The bill needs to pass the House again before it can head to the president's desk. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A candlelight vigil to commemorate the Sand Creek Massacre will begin at Denver Central Library tomorrow. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
The second annual vigil will mark the 158th anniversary of the massacre that killed 230 Cheyenne and Arapaho tribal members in southeastern Colorado in 1864. This is Nagam Swati, who coordinated the event.
This is just a way for us to remember, to acknowledge what happened, and to say we're not going to forget. We're going to keep on doing this, and we're going to keep honoring the lives that were lost.
Participants will walk the short distance from the library at 10 West 14th Avenue Parkway to the State Capitol Building starting at 6 p.m. 200 people showed up last year. Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis went on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday to talk about Colorado's red flag law and the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs.
Well, we're certainly going to take a hard look at why red flag law wasn't used in this case, in the case of the King Soopers shooter, what can be used to better publicize, make available, add different parties to make sure that it's used when it should be used. But of course, the answer needs to be national as well.
Polis said that to help stop mass shootings, lawmakers should look to improve mental health care and prevent negative online rhetoric. This is CPR News and KRCC.